And this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Blueville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.65 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Blueville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Blueville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center. 106 Schuyler Street in Blueville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact your club member and we can set that up. If a net controller does not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. 106, oh gee. Got ahead of myself there or got behind one or the other. Anyway, okay. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system. And Bob, I did make it back home. I'm actually in Oneonta. So far it looks like I'm the only one in the queue, but I'll double check when I get back in here again.
All right, very good, Kevin. Well, I'm glad you had at least a safe trip, and hopefully the weather sustained in a decent manner so you could do that. I still got a kick out of our conversation earlier. Anyway, how are things going now?
All right, Bob. Yeah, this is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. And, yeah, that was funny. I got 30 degrees on the outside right now, partly cloudy skies overhead, so here in the southern tier. But that was a nice trip, and I can officially say I have now been to the boondocks. So that was kind of cool, actually. So got to see my friend, and I hadn't seen her in probably about 25 years, and I'm going to tell you what, she makes one heck of a mean but good pizza. I am impressed. She made me a nice small cheese with mushroom pizza to bring home, and I'll tell you what, I had a nice dinner tonight when I got here. All I had to do was just throw it into the toaster oven, which I just replaced my old one because the old one decided to turn itself into a wood stove, but it didn't use wood. It just made pretty flames, and I was like, well, that's not a good thing for a toaster to be doing. So that toaster has now gotten the old boot, and it's on its way to the Ralph Nader incinerator and the Dr. Carl Sagan ecosystem. So that'll make its new presence there, and now I have a replacement in its place, and it did a fine job of reheating the pizza I brought home from up north, so that was really cool. And, you know, like I was telling you earlier, we were out helping a bunch of Boy Scouts today at the Klondike event that they had, where they had 9 different stations to go through and do different activities and score points. So our radio guys were there to make sure things moved along smoothly, and we did a very nice job. So that was really cool. All right, I won't tie the repeater down. I don't know if someone else may have snuck in here, so you may want to just throw an extra call out, Bob. This is KD2FPM, 73 back to net control.
I'll tell you what, I recall that, Frank Sherry and I were talking about that. We frequent boondocks every so often for dinner or whatever, just, you know, get out, and it's a great place to have a nice meal. I've never had a bad meal there, and we do have our annual dinner there, usually in December. And the people are fantastic, the menus are good, and the food's great. But, you know, hearing your comments on the pizza, I'll tell you what. Next time we go there for dinner, I'm going to stop in there afterwards, get a pizza made to go, take that home and try it. Because there are a lot of great pizzas around, but you're always looking to have a either a better one or one equal. So, sounds good. And I'm glad your trip was good and everything went well that way. Sounds like you had a pretty active day today, and, well, things turned out okay. Best thing is you made the trip back and forth, no problems, no issues of any kind, and you had a great meal to boot. All right, 73, you have an excellent evening and a terrific day tomorrow. And we'll make another call, see if there are any other Echolink stations would like to check in.
All right, Bob, be advised, there was no other stations in here at this time. So, and that pizza place is Marino's, by the way, that's on the right side of the boondocks there. So that was really cool. So, all right, back to you. That way you can take the net off and run with it. So I'll sit by and listen. KD2FM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Glad you had a good day today. All right, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
N2PFM, George, I hope you had a great day today. What's going on up by you?
Oh, nothing too much. I made a good deal with someone down on the block for me for at least 14 cords of wood for next year. 55 a cord. It might go down a little, but it won't be any more than 55 a cord. So, got a good sweet deal there, and nothing too much else to report on, so we'll say God bless, and 73 is on 2, PFM clear.
Okay, George, anytime you can get a good deal on firewood, I'll tell you what, that's the time to grab it. I would imagine you're like I am. When I see a good deal, I jump on it. I don't think about it, don't wait, I do it. And that's how you make out on some of these deals. That's great. Well, now at least you're set for a while, and, well, it'll keep you warm anyway. All right, you have a good evening, and take care. Stay warm. This is N5AOW, looking for a check-in.
Hey, KD2FPM with a quick comment.
Took him for a run, and he enjoyed that. Then I got in the garage, I got upstairs, and I got moving things around that made a little more room. But I also need to get rid of a lot of stuff. Sometimes I feel like I'm a collector of nothing but congestion that takes up space. I can't seem to get away from it at times, but anyway, I got a few things cleared out. Made myself feel good anyway. There's some area up there that I haven't seen in a while. And hopefully I can do the same or reciprocate in other areas of the garage, upstairs or downstairs, either way. So, with that, we'll make another call. Are there any other check-ins? This is N5AOW.
N2KKO, good evening.
KKL. Pauline, I hope things are great down by you, and I hope you had a super day today.
Yes, it didn't get very warm here, and was busy most of the day, but nothing much going on, and it's down to 30 degrees already. And 2KKL, everybody have a nice rest of the weekend. 7-3 and God bless, and 2KKL back to net.
All right, Pauline. Well, I hope everything is fine with you. I hope your health is good. And thank you very much for checking in. Always glad to hear from you. And won't be too long. We'll start to see some changes in the weather and a little bit more leaning towards spring. So with that, I'll say 73. You have a good day. This is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins?
N2PFM with the weather report. I forgot to give you.
Go for it, George.
Okay, with 31 degrees here on the mountainside right now. It just dropped recently, now from 32 to 31. Temperature range today was 21 to 37. We did have a little spritz of snow here and there. A couple of times the sun tried to come out, but just couldn't seem to come out. It was mostly cloudy today. With that, God bless, 73s, and have a good Sunday. Doesn't bother me at all. I have no interest in sports at all anyway. And 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, we had snow all day long, and every once in a while the sun would peek through the clouds, give us about anywhere from 10 to 22 seconds, I timed it today, of sunlight, and then it was gone. But the snow didn't accumulate or amount to much of anything, and that was good. The lawn is, the ground in general is white, barely, and that's okay. You know, if it didn't, that would have been all right, too. But it was one of those days, you know, it just had a few flakes of snow that continued all day long. All right. Any other check-ins? This is N5AOW.
KA2-7-7.
K2-7-Z. Jack, I hope you had a terrific day today.
Well, it certainly was a beautiful day down here. We got up to 42 degrees. No snow. A lot of sunshine. And I guess you can't ask for much more than that. Right now, we're back down to 26, I think. I guess it's supposed to drop pretty good tonight. But, oh well. It's that's the way it is, I guess. And we haven't had any snow at all here in a couple of weeks. But I know the people are very, very unhappy about old Forge here, some of the people I know up there, because it's a, you know, small amounts of snow. Anyways, 7-3's all around. KA2-7-Z.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I know what you mean there with a lack of snow. You know, I'm in an area, too, where they rely on it and, you know, look for it to create, you know, at least generate some income there, and feel bad for everyone concerned. But one of those years where it just doesn't seem to happen with us, you know, where every day closer to spring and not really a whole lot of time left to get things going like it normally is. So, well, I would imagine we're not done, and it's not done with us. I think it'll probably hit us a couple of times yet, but it's going to be a little bit too little too late. And, well, maybe we'll get a little bit of restitution out of it. Who knows? Okay, I'll make a final call. This is N5AOW.
N5ALW, KA3TFB, Mr. Bill here in Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania, and top of the evening to everybody. We've logged on late here, and we've just finished our dessert, except for a half a cup of coffee, and I'll be sipping that until it gets cold. We're about 34 degrees here in western Pennsylvania, and we're at the end of the at the plank there on the ship, because we're promised some snow here in the future. Over.
Oh, Roger, Bill. Glad you checked in. I think I doubled with you a little bit in the beginning, but I caught after you. You came in and got everything squared away here. Yeah, I thought maybe it might be a little bit warmer down your way, and hopefully maybe you had a little bit more sunshine than what we did here. So, in any event, I hope it was a better day. It wasn't bad here. We had flakes most of the day, but still a good day. Can't complain. So, back to you with any comments or whatever, and hope everything went well.
Roger, Roger. Not sure when we doubled who captured the repeater, but my feedback here, when I'm on the Echolink system, I'm looking at a screen that says transmitting, and then there on the bottom there's a VU meter, and it's normally when I talk right in the middle, like 5 and 3, and, you know, there's some kind of attachment, some kind of, you know, like number that's to that, but I don't think it makes a great big deal difference whether I link up or not is where it works. But I was saying here, I'm not really sure. We had some sunshine today, but it wasn't enough to make it, you know, very comfortable. You could go out without a jacket on, but you sure had to come back in. Couldn't be out there too long. And I'm just hoping for better days, you know. We never had the worst winter. This year, we've had some snow, but it's not that much. And I think for about 2 weeks, we've had a cold that was more cold than average. And we're talking about 5 degrees and 10 degrees. That's cold. Very few days are below zero, and it doesn't last very long. But anyhow, thanks for being there. Thanks for listening to me ramble on here. And the best to everyone tonight, and we'll just pass on by from Net Control to from KA3 TF and a B, and we're in a little suburb called Warrendale, which is 20-some miles north of Pittsburgh. And I think George talked about this last time, that facility that he talked about is only half a mile from my house. So with that in mind, back to you. Over.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I'll tell you, you're in a nice area down there, I think. I was looking on the map for something else today, and I was thinking, I think you're in Allegheny County. I'm not really sure, but I just didn't delve into it far enough. I had planned on doing that since I had the map out and was looking around. We had, we've got a friend of ours, their daughter lives in Pottsville, I believe. It's not too far off of 81. It's somewhere near the Yuengling plant. I think it's Pottsville or Potsdam, Pottsville. Anyway, yeah, I was looking in and around that area just to see what was there. It's somewhere not too far away from Frankville, and we usually stop there in our travels if we go down south and come back up. There's a great diner there that always has fantastic food. So, anyway, glad you checked in, Bill. 73, you have an excellent evening and good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Are there any other check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency and the repeater net. regular amateur use, excuse me. I want to thank everyone that checked in. We got Bill, Jack, Pauline, George, and Kevin. Bill down in Pennsylvania, Kevin in Oneonta, Pauline down in Waterville. 73 to everyone. This is N5AOW, clear.
All right, yeah, this is KD2FPM. I'm going to be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thanks for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. I'm going to get ready for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net, otherwise known as OCTEN. It'll be starting up on the 145.170 in about 6 or 7 minutes, roughly, and hopefully they'll be checking all the satellite repeaters here in a short bit, so I'm going to stay tight, and I'm going to go monitor the 146.850, my home repeater here in Oneonta. So until next time, 73 KD2FPM will be clear.
KD2FPM, Kevin, just for a second, N5AOW.
N5AOW, KD2FPM, go ahead, Bob.
Talking about the other OCTEN repeater. Was that the 145.210, or is there another one?
Yeah, the main repeater is, they call it either the Verona repeater or Oneida repeater. It's 145.170. Actually, I believe it's actually located in Westmoreland, if I remember right. But that's the main hub for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. And Jack, actually, KA2ZNZ, is the net manager, assistant net manager, is Mark, KB2KOJ. And then they've got a bunch of us that, you know, kind of pinch hit and help, you know, with the satellite repeaters as we can. So... And I know there's a couple linked ones and stuff in there, so it gets a little confusing, but I think my last count, I want to say they check 7 satellite repeaters from the main repeater every night. So hopefully that helps you out. KD2FPM, I'll be monitoring.
Oh, roger, Kevin. That's great. And, you know, with the problems they're having, you know, especially... Jake was having with that Rochester repeater overriding them and creating problems. Maybe it would be a better or more advantageous situation to just check into the other one. I can hit that one from here on high power on this rig I've got. If not, the other one's got a bit more power. I certainly could dial it in with that one or program it in. That's one of those ones with menus. I hate the damn thing, but it does its job, and it does a, you know, it does get through, and it's got the tones and everything with it, so. But I like my old, this one I'm on. In fact, one of these times I got to get the tone board into it. Anyway, don't want to tie it up, so yeah, I'll stand by for your, any comments you might have, and then I'll bail out too. KD2FPM, N5AOW.
N5AOW, KD2FPM. Yeah, with all due honesty, if you've never listened to the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net, I suggest just dialing in the 145.170. Even if you don't check in on it and you still check in on the Boonville repeater, it's very interesting to hear how they handle the assembly of crew, as well as if there is traffic that does get moved or is moving through, you know, how they do it. And, I mean, it's a good half hour long because they'll start it at 9:30, and then, you know, they'll do their organizational stuff and get people from other nets to come in, and then they'll transition over to, you know, all people that want to check in, and then they'll start assigning those that normally would check the satellite repeaters to go and check. And then meanwhile, they start coming back one by one with the collection of names and or traffic that they've collected. And from there, they relay that information through to the net control. And then once the whole net's done at 10 o'clock, then they tally up their numbers, and they have an after-net exchange of information that, you know, gets passed through. And like I say, it's quite interesting to listen to. I mean, I've sat there and listened to it several times, especially when I'm up in Utica, and it's just fascinating to hear how these guys all work together. It's like a well-oiled machine. All right, KD2FBM, back to you if you have anything else. You know, just a thought, you know, because you handle this net here, you know, if they're having problems getting in, you could always check in on the 17, you know, the 145-170, advise them that your home repeater is Boonville, and if they are having a problem, you could always be the, you know, satellite, you know, remote check and gather your names and call signs and then go back in and then transition them off, kind of like I've done a few times for you guys. So, you know, something to keep in mind in case you want to pinch hit and help them out. You know, they do enjoy that. And I know, you know, Jack's listened to me, Mark's listened to me, you know, as I've ventured out and helped them out several times. So, and you hear how I've handled it, you know, when I come in. So, you know, it's just, you know, quick, simple. And, you know, even like when Mark comes up and checks you guys, it's pretty much a very simple, you know, format. And, you know, if you get traffic, you know, basically you say traffic with your call sign. If there is no traffic, you just give your call sign, say negative. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll say I'm checking either, you know, base station, portable, mobile, whatever. And then I'll just say, you know, good evening to whoever the NCS is and good evening to everyone. So, you know, that's my usual routine, but, you know, if I had traffic, I would say traffic, and then they would basically prepare to copy the traffic to transfer it. So just keep that in the back of your mind, and, you know, and it is about 9:30, so I tell you what, I will clear out of here, too, just in case they get an early start and want to start making their way up here. N5AOW, KD2FPM, 73, and I'm going to tip my hat to my good friend Bill down in Warrendale, Pennsylvania, KD3TFB. I will catch you guys all tomorrow night. Until then, like I said, 73, KD2FPM will be clear.
All right. Very good, Kevin. Yeah, I usually check in pretty much every night here on this one, but if there is any type of difficulty, I can get in on the other one, and certainly if they need a hand, I'd like to help them out if I can. All right, 73 to you. You have a good evening. And I'm going to make way for the next event coming up. N5AOW clear.
KD2AIT, EchoLink repeater, KA3TFB, logging off the EchoLink system. Indeed, good evening to all.
Is the repeater in use? This is I-10, Nida County Traffic and Emergency Net, looking for stations to check in this evening. I-10, Nida County Traffic and Emergency Net, are there any stations out there this evening to check in? I-10, looking for stations to check in to the net this evening. is I-10, Nida County Traffic Emergency Net. Are there any stations this evening to check in? Okay, final call for I-10 this evening. Are there any stations out there to check into the net tonight? W2JUV, clear of the repeater and back to 145.17.